see what the next one looks like. All right, that brings us to item 11, which is miscellaneous. I always love that title, miscellaneous. It's like a catch-all. Staff reports. Christina, do you have any staff reports?
I handed out the invoices for the annual fiduciary insurance, so you can mail a check or provide that at a different time. Or if you have questions on it, let me know. And then we did, you may recall from the last meeting, we had a discussion about depositing funds into a bank account that is within a trust. And we had our first form completed today by Trustee Sloan. We're very excited, so we'll be able to process that and start offering that to our retirees. And then Tim Price has a staff comment as well.
All right, thank you.
Just a quick update for the board. We were informed last week that Niall Paul, who's the head portfolio manager for TT, one of our emerging market strategies, has announced his intention to retire around year end. Niall was the architect of the global emerging market strategy. He's been there since the beginning. There was a three portfolio manager structure, so Niall will be rolling off. Rob James and Diego Moro will be taking over. Rob has been there pretty much from the beginning. Diego is a very recent hire. Given the changes there and the fact that the ownership structure changed a couple of years ago, we're going to be going through a full re-underwriting of the team and their capabilities and making determinations based on that. We'll be collaborating with Verus throughout that process, but I think we have here a case where the architect, the final decision maker, and the person responsible for the top-down view is leaving. Very capable people are coming up, but they haven't had that scope of responsibility. So we're going to take a look at that and see if we want to make a change there.
Is your look into that, is that going to come under what I would call the umbrella of due diligence? Is that fair?
Essentially, we recreate the due diligence process that we would have gone through initially. So we go through that entire process again, taking a look at the firm's capabilities without Niall as part of the equation. Because we want to see, this strategy has both a top-down view and a bottom-up. I think the bottom-up is fine. The analysts are remaining in place. That all is, largely continuous with the past. What they're losing is the person who took the top-down view on currency hedging, on currencies they want to be exposed to, and on country and regional allocation, which is a big part of emerging markets. So that's where we have to go back and take a look at, see, without Niall in the picture, does the remaining team have the capability to do that?
And is that going to be done in the context of in-person meetings or evaluations that you would make, sizing up the staff and crew that remain? And
yeah, I think that's to be determined. We start with the desk work. We do the collaboration with Verus. If we're constructive enough on the remaining team, then there would be in-person meetings. If we're not constructive, we probably wouldn't rise to that level, and we'd make a change in the allocation.
Okay, so it's going to be kind of a filtering process.
Exactly.
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
If we think there's enough there, the final step would be a full on-site review. If we don't get that far, you'll hear from me a termination recommendation, but we're not yet at that point.
Okay. I can sense this might be, if it gets to the point where you have in-person meetings and you're evaluating continuing and all that, that might be a good opportunity to have trustee interest level gauged. I know it would be of interest to me. It may be of interest to others, but to have the opportunity to attend that or to observe it, that would be very educational, at least for me.
Noted.
Anybody else? Questions for Tim? Comments? No? Thank you. Are there any other staff reports? Not seeing any. All right. Outside professionals reports? Any stories you want to tell Scott or any?
My birthday.
Well, happy birthday. Wow. Look at that. How stoic. You came here on your birthday.
Bagels.
Yeah. Yeah. Some lovely bagels in there, exactly. All right. Well, happy birthday, Scott. Very, very delighted for you. And thank you for coming on your birthday. Trustee comments? Any trustee comments? Well, he was looking over there, and I had his hand up, but I wasn't sure he was.
Nope. You know, on the Sagitek report, it's more helpful for me to hear more of the specifics, which I think you were trying to dig out, like what's going on. And hearing that, well, there's a degree of customization that has pulled us away from the core, and that we have to continue to struggle to do more work on that. That's meaningful. Versus hearing what we hear every time is we continue to look closely at the problem. We're looking into root causes and all that stuff. And it just, so perhaps there could be some suggestions that, look, just bring up the facts and let us hear, because we know that they're looking at it. So. I went to a due diligence visit with Brian and our investment staff, and that was a great experience. Good, solid prep by Tim and Brian beforehand, so I had a really good idea what I was going to be, the meeting I was going to be going into. And just found it to be a very, very valuable experience with respect to understanding our investments in that space with that particular asset manager, and then also the opportunity to see our investment team in action is incredible. So I would encourage others to do such on-sites for those reasons. Not to, you know, micromanage or whatever in the investment team, is just to learn from the investment team and to see how they're working and just to better understand our investments in general. So, I also attended a IDAC conference, which is Investment Diversity Advisory Council in Chicago, and the focus of that conference was about DEI. And it's an issue that continues to gain notoriety and importance and so forth, and something that we might consider looking into in the future, but with, you know, to be educated on what does this all mean and so forth, might be a good presentation topic in the future for educational purposes. But with DEI, there's on the surface, there's a sense of social good, which is good. But then there's also part of DEI is to help maximize exposure to the overall talent pool. So if you maximize DEI, then you maximize all inclusive, you can get talent from wherever that talent sprouts. So that's important. And then the other thing is trying to understand the impact that DEI might have on investment returns. And that's something I need to educate myself more on. So I'll be looking for articles and so forth and research on that. So I would encourage our board members to attend the IDAC conference next year. Very solid conference. It's like a 1 day this last time. Next year might be a 2 day conference. And, but well attended, well produced, put together conference, and very educational. So thank you.
All right. Thank you. Any other trustee comments? I'm not seeing any, so we will stand adjourned. Thank you all.